Exclusive Representative Mann introduces bill putting ATF's zero-tolerance policy in check. By A.W.R. Hawkins on January 22, 2025. Representative Tracy Mann, RKS, is introducing legislation to put the ATF's zero-tolerance policy in check, halting the agency's seemingly unchecked FFL closures under former President Biden. The legislation is titled the Reining in Federal Licensing Enforcement, RIFEL, Act. According to Mann's office, under the Biden administration, ATF's zero-tolerance policy forced small and mid-sized gun stores out of business. The agency revoked federal firearm licenses due to minor clerical errors like missing a customer's middle initial or using a state's abbreviation rather than the state's full name. In 2024 alone, ATF saw the highest levels of gun store license revocations in 20 years, the third consecutive year of increased license revocations under President Biden's leadership. Last week, the Biden administration claimed it reversed its zero-tolerance policy. Upon further review of the updated enforcement guidance, it appears to remain fully in effect. Rep. Mann told Breitbart News, President Biden did everything in his power to weaponize the federal government against gun store owners in the Big First District of Kansas and across the country. His zero-tolerance policy undermined the Second Amendment and trampled on the constitutional rights of law-abiding citizens. Since day one, I have rigorously pushed back against this unconstitutional policy and fought for more oversight to rein in ATF's abuse. He added, on November 5, 2024, the country made it clear, our constitutional rights are not up for grabs. My bill makes that crystal clear by fortifying the Second Amendment rights of local gun stores and seeking to restore a degree of wholeness to individuals whose livelihoods were destroyed by this federal abuse. I look forward to working with President Trump to further strengthen the protection of the Second Amendment, deliver justice for our FFLs, and get our country back on track. The RIFEL Act ensures that ATF works with FFLs, giving FFLs a chance to comply before ATF moves to revoke a license, clearly defines and strengthens what constitutes a willful violation, imposing a presumption that there is no willful violation absent clear and convincing evidence, allows FFLs to review and appeal ATF determinations before an administrative law judge and reimburses FFLs for legal fees incurred while the zero-tolerance policy is in effect, and automatically reinstates and approves licenses suspended, revoked, or denied while ATF's zero-tolerance policy is in effect. The Act also reimburses FFLs who were victims of the ATF's zero-tolerance policy. Gun Owners of America's Director of Federal Affairs, Aidan Johnston, commented on the RIFEL Act, saying, ATF's zero-tolerance policy is still in full effect, and there are agents in the field right now shutting down gun stores to obtain out-of-business records for the illegal gun registry. GOA has been at the forefront of the fight to unmask the ATF's zero-tolerance policy with two lawsuits. We urge Congress and the White House to enact Rep. Mann's bill to rein in this rogue federal agency's attacks on the Second Amendment. The RIFEL Act has 19 co-sponsors. They are Reps. Andrew Clyde, RGA, Brad Finstead, RMN, Troy Downing, R. Mount, Andy Ogles, RTN, Randy Veenstra, RIA, Thomas Tiffany, RY, Derek Schmidt, RKS, Brett Guthrie, RKY, Ron Estes, RKS, Claudia Tenney, RNY, Adrian Smith, RNE, John Rose, RTN, Mike Collins, RGA, Addison McDowell, RNC, Sherry Biggs, RSC, Keith Self, RTX, Andy Biggs, Roz, Barry Moore, RL, and Jake Elsey, RTX. Rep. Rose commented on the RIFEL Act, saying, rogue regulators under the Biden administration were determined to deny Americans their Second Amendment rights. I stand with the millions of Tennesseans who are tired of unelected bureaucrats pushing their agenda without a single vote in Congress. I am proud to co-sign this bill and stand for our God-given rights. Rep. Tiffany said, small business owners should never be the target of weaponized administrations. The RIFEL Act protects small gun store owners and FFLs from unjust practices that threaten their livelihoods. Rep. McDowell noted, the Biden administration undermined the Second Amendment and weaponized the ATF for the last 4 years. I'm proud to co-sponsor the RIFEL Act to protect and restore the Constitution and the livelihoods of gun store owners. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.